So this week I had the unadulterated pleasure of having the confirmation class this month. And so this was the gospel that we spent some time trying to discuss, right, Campbell? And they had a terrible time with this. They thought it was absolutely, utterly ridiculous, mostly. They kind of got the do unto others as you would want be done to you. But of course, the whole meaning of this gospel is do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and keep on doing it no matter what else happens. Well, it just didn't seem to make sense to a lot of them. Now, one of the reasons that didn't make sense to some of them is that of 45 kids in our confirmation program in the five parishes, 24 of them had not been to church or their families in the last month at all. 9 of them had been once in the last month, and the rest were pretty good. So if we don't ever listen and wrestle with God's scripture, if we don't come to church and try to figure out what the context is, we're going to hear this stuff and we think Jesus was nuts. Jesus was just nuts. Well, he might have been, but this is what salvation is about. And one of the things that I want us to think about for a few moments this morning is, and I don't know if we think about it often enough, I certainly don't, how we treat others directly affects our destiny. Let me repeat that. How we treat others directly affects our destiny. So these gospel injunctions that we have today, particularly the last line of the gospel, which is what we talked about with the confirmation students on Wednesday night, the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. You know, we stand up and say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, but we don't do it. So God will say to me, John, in your Bible, you even have highlighted for the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. Why didn't you do it? And I'll go, well, it's what we do. Now, I want you to think about this as an example today. Let's say that you think you're a pretty decent Christian. You try to get to church most of the time. You try to be nice to people, even though it doesn't say nice in the Bible any place. And you try to be good, and it never really says be good. It's a lot more specific than that. But let's say you do those things, and you get to heaven, and guess what you discover? That God looks an awful lot like the person that you despised on earth the most. You're screwed. Oh, my God. And God says, yes. Now, if you're meeting God face to face, and if God starts to look like this person that you despise the most, you know what's going to happen next. You got a lot of purifying that's going to happen. If you want to know what purgatory is, that's it. All these things that you thought that were so sure about God, and God's going to go, poof. How we have treat others directly affects our destiny. I think it was St. Padre Pio who said, remember, your enemy might be your ticket to heaven. Your enemy might be your ticket to heaven. And so I remind myself, and I submit to you this morning to do the same thing, Jesus never said, like one another as I have liked you. He never said that. He said, love one another as I have loved you. It's a lot harder to love than it is to like. In fact, we're called to love people that we don't like. Now, we have a choice. We can continue this endless cycle of violence, or we can try to make different choices. We say, well, everybody does that. Well, everybody does that's not going to cut it when we meet the Lord face to face. Now, there is a Sufi story about Jesus. If you don't know who the Sufis were, S-U-F-I, go home and Google them today, like every red-blooded American who wants to learn something. Google Sufi. Okay, so there's a Sufi story about the power of Jesus' teaching, and it goes like this. Jesus and the disciples were walking along the road, and they came across a bunch of guys who were throwing rocks at Jesus and cursing him. And so Jesus stops, and he blesses them. And so when they get further down the road, the disciples pull Jesus aside and they said, "Why did you bless those people who were cursing you and throwing rocks at you?" And Jesus said, "It's because that's all I had in my purse." Nowadays, we'd say, "What's in your wallet?" So if we spend our time filling our heads and our hearts full of hate and negativity and judgment and self-righteousness, then when the heat comes on, that's all we got to pull out. We have nothing else in our storeroom. We have nothing else in our purse. But if we try to live a life that's grounded in the kind of love that God talks about, love one another, not like one another, then when the heat comes on, when we're attacked, and that happens in a lot of different ways in our lives, then we won't react. There's a whole lot of knee-jerk reaction going on in the world right now. There'll be a space there, that love will create a space that will allow us to respond and not react. The first reading that we have today is a perfect example. Were you paying attention to it? It could have been grisly as hell. So, Saul is trying to kill David. And so here they see the guys are all camped out, and there's Saul sleeping on the ground with his spear next to his head. And so they go into camp. And Abishai says, "I'll take one thrust and I'll nail him to the ground." A spear through the skull, that kind of gets your attention. And what did David do? He said, "Do not harm the Lord's anointed." So they played a trick. They took the spear and the water jug and they got back over on the hill and they said, "Hey, we got your spear and your water jug. Send somebody over. I could have killed you, but I didn't." We have that choice every day. We can either return evil for evil, that cycle of violence, trashy talk, negative stuff. We can keep continuing that, and all that tells us it never wins and it never ends. But we can choose to focus on the endless cycle of God's mercy and God's forgiveness, which never ends either. But it depends. So I think that this last line, I have highlighted in my Bible, and you ought to highlight it in yours, from the 6th chapter of Luke. Put it on a little piece of paper and put it on your bathroom mirror. "For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." But do it. Is it easy? No. Can you do it by yourself? Absolutely not. You need God's help. Those of you who used to watch Jackie Gleason, do you remember Ethel, boom to the moon? Do you remember that? Yeah. That's the way we're acting right now. So, the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. The operative question this morning is this: what's in your purse? What's in your wallet?